This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 5th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a pleasant day across Israel, with sunny skies in Tel Aviv and warm temperatures in Jerusalem. Haifa is seeing mild breezes, perfect for being outside. As evening approaches, expect a warm night ahead. Here are today's headlines. First, in Israel, anticipation builds for a Netanyahu-Trump meeting after the NATO summit in Ankara, where President Trump is expected to commend Erdogan and discuss security deals. This comes from Walla, just in. Also earlier today, the IDF reported it has killed an armed Hezbollah operative in southern Lebanon following a manhunt. Lebanon's president has pushed back against Amnesty's criticism of its deal with Israel, as reported by Times of Israel. Also this hour, Israel Hayom highlights ongoing military actions in Gaza, where the IDF aims to establish permanent control. Meanwhile, tensions remain as Hamas is not yet subdued. Separately, with 2 weeks until the Knesset term ends, Netanyahu's coalition races to pass key bills, including judicial and media legislation. Opposition voices concerns over these moves, according to Ynet. And finally, in a moment of triumph, Barry Lipp secured Australia's first gold at the 2026 Maccabiah Games. This was covered by Australian Jewish News earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. I24NEWS, an Israeli international news broadcaster, reminded followers just minutes ago not to miss their live broadcasts. Turning to a significant issue, Middle East 24 highlighted a major scandal involving USAID in Sudan. An opinion piece suggests oversight failures allowed armed groups to misuse aid, fueling a war economy. The Times of Israel, posting earlier today, reported that the Shin Bet plans to address the rise in killings within Israel's Arab community linked to organized crime and gun proliferation. Now for more on those stories, starting with the anticipated Netanyahu-Trump meeting. According to Walla, Prime Minister Netanyahu aims to meet Trump after the NATO summit in Ankara. The meeting is significant, as Trump is expected to praise President Erdogan, hinting at potential security collaborations. This could shift regional alliances and impact Israel's diplomatic strategy. Turning to military developments, Times of Israel reports the IDF's successful operation in southern Lebanon targeting a Hezbollah operative. This follows increased tensions in the area, with Lebanon's president defending his country's agreements with Israel. This operation could further strain relations between Beirut and Jerusalem. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom provides insight into the situation in Gaza. The IDF is intensifying efforts to secure control while facing resistance from Hamas. This military strategy aims for long-term stability in the region, but the risk of escalation remains high. In political news, Ynet highlights the coalition's push to pass significant legislation before the Knesset session ends. The proposed bills, covering judicial and media reforms, face stiff opposition, warning of potential overreach. These developments may shape Israel's legal and political landscape significantly. Finally, a lighter note from the Maccabiah Games. Australian Jewish News celebrates Barry Lipp's gold medal win, marking a proud moment for Australia. This victory highlights the spirit of international cooperation and competition. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Belgian cyber unicorn Akido has acquired Israeli startup Root for up to $10 million. This acquisition will expand Akido's AI security initiatives, including opening a development center in Israel. Separately, in a twist to the baby food poisoning case, Israel Hayom Business notes that Zol Yubigdol Network resumes full operations in Jerusalem. This follows clarity that no further health risks exist, reassuring consumers. And finally, Globes informs us that the tax authority has increased its revenue forecast for the Israel Citizens Fund. the fund is expected to gain $60 to $75 billion from natural gas revenue, promising significant economic benefits for Israel. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 11 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.